Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, man. How's good? How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I mean, other than this, another heartbreaking Met loss that just happened a few minutes ago. I'm glad.
Two nights in a row.
Yeah. Yep. Two nights in a row. Other than that, I'm glad to be, talking to you and, everybody, on the air right now. So, with that said, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming on this show. On today's show, we're going to talk about, the Mets, how they've been, lately, the state of the Mets, injury-wise and performance-wise. We'll get into that. Talk about the Yankees, who, they just had their, they just lost the Field of Dreams game, how their season's going on so far as we speak. We'll talk about, the Knicks, how they're doing the Summer League. Kemba Walker signing is now official, was made official a few days ago. We'll talk about what's going on in world wrestling, AEW, with the Rampage pay-per-view their new Friday night show debuted yesterday. Talk about that. Talk about the SummerSlam pay-per-view event that's coming up next Sunday, and whatever you guys and ladies would love to talk about, that's what we're here for. We're here to talk sports and entertainment and everything else. The rest, so feel free to come in and talk of any of these topics or more, to get, to let your voice be heard and, get whatever is on your, off your chest and, express yourself. So right here is the perfect place for you to do that. So without further ado, we'll talk about the Yankees. They had that epic Field of Dream game that went down just a few days ago on Thursday. And it was very beautiful how they replicated the cornfield and, the whole setting for, to really, make, life imitate art, that, iconic movie that had, Kevin Costner and James Earl Jones. Ray Liotta is also in that film too. Shocking enough, I haven't seen that film. That's definitely a bucket list film I've always wanted to see, but for whatever reason, it's eluded me. So yeah, I definitely gotta watch this movie sometime this year for sure. Because if you build it, they will come, and that's exactly what happened. For this game, you have two old school American League teams battling it out, and it lived up to the hype. Both teams trading home runs. If not, it served me right. Both Judge and Stanton homered in that game.
Yep.
It was just going back and forth, and then of course Tim Anderson. He hit the walk off three run home run to ice the game. I mean, we all thought Yankees would win this game, because this game was like textbook for them, to win this game.
Yeah.
But The White Sox, they took advantage of their home field advantage and sent the Chicago White Sox fans in Iowa happy. So,
yeah, that was a game that was meant for the Yankees to win. I mean, Field of Dreams, historical game of the ages. That was a game that Yankees should have won, especially after coming back from being down so many runs. You have Stanton and Judge hit those home runs to give us the lead, and then you just blow it there in the ninth. I mean, the Yankees, with tonight, they've blown 18 games in the eighth inning and up. I mean, that's the most blown saves that Mariano Rivera has ever had in his 20-season career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should bring back Mariano to close games. You know how badly these closers have been pitching this year. I mean, it's been crazy. Zach Britton blew that game in the Field of Dreams game, and tonight Chad Green blew it in the ninth inning. He couldn't close it. And Chad Green's these last, you know, for the most part, he's been good with us. He's been a good Yankee, but, you know, him as a closer replacing Chapman, you know, it's not an appropriate spot for him. And he ended up blowing it tonight, but Gallows just hit a 3-1 home run to put us up 7-4. So we retake the lead, and now we're trying to close this game out again here in the 10th inning. And it looks like Zach Britton is going to close the game again, and he's been horrible this year so far. So hopefully Yankees can hold on to this 3-1 lead here. We shall see. Keep you guys
so what's your, what's your thoughts on Britton closing out this game as opposed to...
I'm nervous right now. The guy has like a 6 or 7 ERA. He has not been good this year, so hopefully he doesn't blow it. So you already have that ghost runner on second to start off the inning. So if they hit a home run here, they'll just be down by one run or start a rally by knocking in that run. So hopefully Zach can close the deal. Let's see.
Yeah, we shall see. You know, keep us posted how this game ends. I'm pretty sure, you know, Yankees will have this in the bag, but, you know, obviously this is baseball. Anything could happen. So keep us posted.
Definitely will.
Yeah, now moving on to the Mets. Mets have been horrible these past couple of weeks. They did sweep the Nationals, which is easily the highlight of this month or the past, you know, couple of months when you think about it. And that was the first time the Mets won 3 games in a row since early of this year. And Stroman, I'm trying to think what day was that. Thursday. Because they had multiple rain delays, rain outs, potential doubleheaders. And, the Mets, you know, they've lost a lot of these games lately down the stretch. It was refreshing to see them bounce back in the Washington Nationals series, but, yeah, man, it's just devastating. I mean, now they lost, you know, these first 2 games against the Dodgers, you know. So, and they're both tough losses, extra inning games, you know. So, yes, it is very devastating, for real. Today's game, Taijuan Walker pitched almost seven innings, struck out 8. And then he gave up a home run in the 7th inning and walked somebody. I think gave up a hit. Probably, I think he had runners at the corners or runners on first and second. But then they brought in Luke, and Luke was able to get out of it. Like, Luke has been doing this entire season. Luke is literally the best reliever that they have on the team.
Mm.
Like, it's not even up for debate. Luke has been money, but he just comes in to save the Mets pitchers in the fifth inning when they can't get that last out to register for a win. So yeah, prior to the doubleheader game, the first game one, Stroman winning it, that was the first time since July 23rd since the Mets have won it, since a Mets starter won a game. That's the, you know what I mean, like. It's just crazy. So yeah, and another thing, Mets lost ground again today. You know, Braves won, or they were at least leading when I left it, when I found out about it. Phillies won, you know. So yeah, man, just like that, Mets are playing catch up, and they're playing catch up because they couldn't cut the mustard, you know. When they had the lead, so now the Mets have to suffer. You know, that's what happens when you hot dog it. You know, you think you have the division held up, and basically that's it. You know, the Mets are gonna try to play catch up. I mean, yeah, Mets are what, a game and a half behind them, but the Mets offense and the pitching is so inconsistent. So, and then you have DeGrom, shut down for another 2 weeks. DeGrom hasn't pitched in what, 5 weeks, and he's not gonna pitch in another 2 weeks. So that's like 7 months. So we'll be lucky if he even comes in mid to late September, because this season is basically done. Shoot, at this rate, Syndergaard might pop up before he does. You know, so yeah, it's a horrible state. The Mets are in a horrible state right now. Trevor Williams pitched decently game two of the doubleheader, which proved to be the game that the Mets would sweep the not only the doubleheader but the entire series. So Trevor Williams was a throw-in into the Baez trade, who, unfortunately for the Mets, now he's on the IL with the torn hamstring. They made him pinch it a few days ago, and unfortunately, things haven't progressed to the point that they're putting him on the IL. So, yeah, man, the Mets, they're in dire straits, man. What's your thoughts?
Oh, I mean, last night was a crushing defeat, because they were down in that game and then managed to come back. But was it Diaz that blew that game, or was it someone else? I'm forgetting.
I think it was Familia.
Oh yeah, they're right. Yeah, it was Familia, right, that blew that game. Same thing in this game tonight. You said they were down also, and they managed to come back.
They
up?
This game they were up 1-0. Taiwan Walker was throwing six. He was into the seventh, and he pitched maybe I don't remember if he had an out or two. He might have had an out before he gave up not only the first hit of the game for the Dodgers, but that first hit of the game was a solo home run. So, that just destroyed the whole momentum the Mets had, holding on to the lead of the slimness of margin. So, basically, that was all she wrote. Because in the extra innings, the phantom runner strikes again and cost the Mets another victory. Because the Mets, when runners are in scoring position, especially with the bases loaded, no one out, that's when they hit the worst. So, I mean, You can't have success in the playoffs if you're not having clutch hits, especially with runners in scoring position. So,
right,
the Mets are in trouble, man. They're really in trouble. So,
well, you know, they right now, you know, the Mets gotta recapture that magic that they had earlier this season.
Mm-hmm.
Even when, you know, when they didn't have the offense, you know, hitting, still winning games. And their pitching was also carrying them. And now the pitching hasn't been so great without DeGrom. It looks like DeGrom's going to miss some extended time. He won't be back until late September, it looks like. Late September?
Yeah.
You know, they got to recapture that magic that they had earlier this season. Because, you know, the Phillies are playing better. The Braves are playing better. And the Phillies are trying to run away with this division. It's a mess. Actually get a swing here.
Yeah, I agree with you. You were kind of breaking up a little bit towards the end, but I heard what you mostly said.
Yeah, no, I was saying the Mets, they got to recapture that rhythm, you know, because same the rhythm that they had earlier this season when the offense wasn't producing, but they were still winning games. And, you know, the Braves and the Phillies right now, they're playing well, and the Phillies are trying to run away with the division. So, Mets, you can't afford to lose games like these.
Yeah, 100%. You're 100% right. They got to turn it around. Because the season's ending extremely quick. It's, you know, it's about to end quickly like Emmanuel.
Yeah.
And shifting gears to the Knicks, the young guys, they've been playing well in this summer league.
Especially Obi Toppin.
Mm-hmm. Obi Toppin, I think he's averaging 23 points a game. The rookie we drafted, Quentin Grimes, he scored like 28 points. And, McBride wasn't shabby either. He scored 23 points. The young guys, you know, they've been, doing their thing, you know. Hopefully that will translate much better when these guys are most likely playing, off the bench this upcoming year. Is there anything else about this upcoming season that you're excited about?
Well, I want to see how these younger guys fare. Yeah, I want to see how Obi Toppin and quickly how they perform in their sophomore years, I should say, their second season. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, I mean you're right. Time will tell if they can adjust, you know, from summer league to when the real games count, because Knicks are going to need these guys to elevate their game, you know, because the Knicks, you know, they have some vets on this team, you know. You got Kimba, Walker, you got Fournier, obviously Randall. And they gotta develop these young guys.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
Let's get into the SummerSlam.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. The volume is really low.
Yeah, let me see if I can fix this. Because that was what was happening with you. Is it better now?
Yeah, I can hear you more clear now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, all right. So yeah, let's go to the WWE Women's Match. Nikki A.S.H. versus Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. Who you got?
Yeah, that's going to be a good match. Who's in this match again?
Nikki A.S.H., Charlotte Flair, and Rhea Ripley.
Oh, man. I want to say Charlotte. Yeah, man. This is a tough one. I'm going to go with Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you. I mean, Nikki should have a longer time to hold on to the title, but Vince is in love with Charlotte, so she's gonna regain the title again. Not to mention they didn't acknowledge her NXT title reigns for some reason.
By the way, just a quick update in the so right now, bottom 10th, Nikki's are in 7-5, bases loaded. Tim Anderson is at the plate. Hopefully he doesn't walk off of the grand slam here. Both of them be pissed.
So the base is loaded right now?
Base is loaded. Two out. Tim Anderson's at the plate. Three with bases loaded, yeah. Yankees up 7-5. So hopefully Yankees can get this final out. We shall see.
Yeah, we'll see if they'll be able to get this shot. I'm assuming that they will, but you know, we'll see what happens with that. Thanks for the update.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, back to SummerSlam. Yeah, Nikki A.S.H. should hold onto the title a little longer, but again, you know. It's ultimately up to Vince who's gonna win this title later today. So, or I should say, on Sunday.
Yeah, Charlotte's gonna win it. It's gonna be a good match to watch.
Then you got the Usos versus the Mysterios for the tag team championship. I'm gonna say the Usos gonna hold on to it.
Wow. Yeah, I want to say this will retain it as well.
Then we have Edge versus Seth Rollins. Who you got there? I got Edge. I mean, I should say I got Seth Rollins, I should say.
Yeah. Well, tough one, too.
Who did you say you think is going to win?
I think this is a tough one as well. I'm not sure, but I think I'm leaning towards going with Seth Rollins, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
But why would they? But then again, would they make Edge lose another big match? I just can't see it, though.
Yeah, but I feel like they feel like there's nothing more Edge needs to prove. You know, he has a great Hall of Fame career.
Just an update, Yankees just won the game 7-5, so that ends it.
Congrats to the Yankees, man, to you.
Ball game over. Night over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Yep. Well, how many times have you heard that? A bunch of times, a million times?
Yeah. Well, as a Yankees fan, yeah.
What else? Sheamus versus Damian Priest for the United States Championship.
Go with Damian Priest.
Yeah, definitely. How about Drew McIntyre versus his former 3MB buddy, Jinder Mahal?
Wow, I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, I'm definitely picking McIntyre for sure. What about Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks?
I think Sasha's going to regain the title.
What did you say?
I think Sasha's going to regain the title.
I wouldn't be surprised with that, but I think Bianca's going to hold on.
Yeah, now that Sasha has the heel. She has this heel turn. I think she's going to regain it.
But then, I guess she was always a heel until she kind of change a little bit to the baby face and then back to the heel, you know, before the WrestleMania. Road to WrestleMania. Okay, let me see what else. So, yeah, we agree with Drew McIntyre winning. We agree with Damian Priest winning, Edge beating Seth Rollins. I think Bianca Belair will win, so there's a difference there between the two of us.
Yep.
What else am I going to think?
Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg?
Right. Yeah, Bobby Lashley, he's gonna beat Goldberg. I mean, if he loses to him, it makes no sense.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Bobby Lashley on this one as well.
And then you have Roman Reigns versus John Cena for the WWE Universal Championship. If John Cena wins, he becomes a record-setting 17-time champion.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Roman Reigns to beat John Cena.
Same here. I agree with you.
Passing of the torch, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. AEW, they had a new show. They have a new show that debuted on Friday. And basically, Christian, the first match was Christian versus Kenny Omega for the TNA Impact Championship. And basically, Christian, he won the Impact Wrestling title. So congratulations to him.
Yeah, congrats. It's a big, big achievement right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a while since he won
the title. Yeah.
So yeah, best of luck to him. Let's see what else happened. AEW. What else happened on AEW? I'm trying to remember. Oh yeah, Britt Baker. That's a Britt Baker. She fought Red Velvet, and basically Britt Baker. That's a Britt Baker. Her hand got destroyed by Red Velvet, so. You know, she has a finishing move called the Lockjaw, where she basically puts you like in a ring of Saturn move and then does like a mandible claw with like a doctor's glove. So basically her hand was hurt, so she wasn't able to do it the regular way. So to end the match, she reversed it with the other hand. And yeah, those two, yeah, they put up a good fight, you know, a good match. What else I'm trying to pick happen? Oh yeah, Jericho, he defeated Wardlow, and this Tuesday he's going to be facing MJF in the fifth and final Five Labors of Jericho. So this is the moment Jericho has been waiting for over a month to get his revenge on MJF for all the horrible things he's done to him. Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna be put up or shut up for Jericho, and yeah, I think it's gonna be a good match, but I think Jericho's gonna lose this because when you look at it, you know, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah, it's gonna be anticlimactic if he, you know, by him losing, because you know they were building him up to, you know, to get his revenge. But then again, you know, Jericho's a first ballot Hall of Famer in basically every place he went to. So
yeah.
him beating MJF, who's a, you know, like, what, 25 years old, you know, and, you know, he's been wrestling for a few years. You know, him beating Jericho again would be a nice feather in his cap. So, I mean, when you think about it, Jericho's victory was even surviving all of those other four matches, you know, that had these unreasonable stipulations. For him to make it to the final, you know, and, you know, lose to MJF, I mean, you know, it most likely would be a strong match, a great match, will be a great, you know, storyline ending for Jericho, you know, if you're looking at it through a business standpoint of, you know, you want to elevate your young talent instead of, you know, the older talent. The older talent is supposed to, you know, help the young talent improve, you know, behind the scenes, not storyline-wise, because obviously, you know, storyline-wise, everybody's, you know, competing to win the grand prize, the title. So, but yeah, that's why I think Jericho's going to lose. You know, I'm pulling for him, but I just have a feeling that he's going to lose to MJF.
Wow. So you're betting against Jericho.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him, but I think he's gonna lose, you know, with a bunch of, I mean, obviously he faced through a bunch of obstacles just to get to this point. But yeah, I think the magic is gonna end for him.
Wow.
You know, this Wednesday night.
Call wow, well, we
Friday. Wow. Hey, you don't know, he might pop up too. So, no way. He's gonna have like at least a what? They have like a what? 90-day complete clause. So yeah, we're not gonna see him probably until October or so. Oh yeah, that is the rumor. The rumor is he might debut his non-complete clause is gonna end, I think, what, 2 days before Halloween or something like that.
Mm.
So I mean, that's very possible. And then the other rumor right now is that CM Punk might make his AEW debut next Friday night on their Rampage, so in Chicago. So that's definitely going to be must-see TV right there. On SmackDown, Cena and Roman Reigns had, you know, their face-off. I mean, I'm pretty sure they've had face-offs, you know, in the past, since these guys face each other, you know. King Nakamura beat Apollo Crews to become the new Intercontinental Champion for the second time of his career. So congratulations to King Nakamura.
Congrats.
What else happened? I'm trying to think what else happened. Either this week. Nikki got attacked by Charlotte when she was fighting against Rhea Ripley in a non-title match. What else happened? I'm trying to think.
I always forget what happens on Raw.
I know. What's his name? MVP and Bobby Lashley were talking about how, you know, how Goldberg, you know, speared MVP. And MVP was saying, like, he wasn't trying to attack Goldberg's son. He was trying to give him advice to tell his dad not to fight Bobby Lashley. But I'm trying to think what else happened overall. Yeah, I can't even think of anything of value that happened at all.
There was something else that big that happened. I'm forgetting. There was something else that happened.
I remember. I think,
Priest. Did you mention this? Priest proved that Miz is a fraud.
Oh no. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. I totally forgot about that. Yeah. The Miz. He accidentally revealed that he can walk again.
Yeah.
I think it was dumb of the Miz to reveal it, because he accidentally really hurt himself, and then he'd make the best Mets player impression. Because he might, like, him running around like that could accidentally re-aggravate it.
Hello? Were you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, the thing came out. Sorry about that. I think that's about it on SummerSlam and what's going on in WWE. I can't think of anything else. Yeah, but I'm really looking forward to AEW next week, the Rampage show. You know, hopefully CM Punk will come out of retirement for the first time, since Royal Rumble 2013. So, yeah, that's going to be...
Should be good.
Dope. It's going to be clobbering time.
Say that again?
No, I said it's going to be clobbering time. Remember he used to, like, check the watch and, it's clobbering time.
Right. So,
but yeah, I guess that's it. I can't really even think of anything else that happened. You know, congrats to Christian winning the Impact title.
Sure.
King Nakamura for winning the Intercontinental title. But I honestly can't even think of anything else that happened. I mean, there's rumors that WWE is going to change NXT. NXT is not going to be like the high-flying type show it's been known to be. They're going to basically make it like a real minor league for WWE. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
So they're going to try to you know, go after young people and that.
Well, wasn't that what it was? I mean, is that pretty much that? That's what it's been. So what's the change?
Well, the rumor is the change is that they're not going to be going after people who's like 30 plus anymore. They're going to focus on young talent instead of getting like veteran people's, close to 40 or surpassed it.
So what are they going to do with the veterans? Just automatically bring them to WWE?
That's the rumor. Maybe that's what they'll do. Or just not sign them.
Interesting. Sign
them. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see if that plan works for them. Because I think, it should be a perfect balance. You should have veteran guys who are willing to, put over the young talent. And then if storyline dictates that the veteran wins, like, let's say, like, the Seth Rollins Edge match, even though this is WWE, you do legitimately what's best for business, not just do anything out of spite or backstage politics, so. But yeah, we'll see what goes on with that. Anything you'd like to say before we head out?
Well, everyone enjoy SummerSlam, and everyone enjoy this weekend, and we will come back and talk to you in a couple weeks. Peace out.
Yeah, unfortunately, we won't be able to do the show next week, but we'll come back in 2 weeks and give you the SummerSlam review. And then we'll be able to tell you what if CM Punk did show up or not, and what else is going on in the world of sports and entertainment. So, again, thanks, Mac, for coming on the show.
Anytime, man.
And, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking out today's show. Feel free to check out my YouTube channel, Sports and Legend TV. Come back in 2 weeks and check out, Sports and Legend in 2 weeks, the latest episode, and check out IMAX Show. Max Show IMAX. Check your local listings for that. So, he's McCauley Matthew. I'm William Amo, and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Peace. Thank you.